Call the November 5th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Finnis?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Is excused.
Alderman Dandria?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Is also excused. And also for engineering staff, Ronnie Ascension is here for staff. Let's rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I do want to take just a moment to introduce our new Economic Development Director, also added to the minutes. Aaron Hertzberg is our new Economic Development Director. You all see him around. He'll be one of the faces of the city. Welcome, Aaron. Item B, approval of the minutes of October 22nd.
Any additions? Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, Greenland Boarding and Grooming Incorporated, dogs and other pet animal daycare business. This is a special use application, also requires a public hearing. Let's do the introduction first. Mr. Deagle.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We apologize, the overhead projector doesn't seem to be working. So I'll try to describe this as well as I can. So this is the vacant tenant space within the Orchard View Shopping Center, 76th and Rawson, the southeast corner. The applicant wishes to use most of that space, which is approximately 45,000 square feet. They would like to use most of that space for a pet daycare. It's going to include not only overnight boarding, and the pets will be primarily dogs, but may also include cats and birds. It will include overnight boarding of these animals, exercise and training of these animals. A vet clinic will do up to some minor surgery as well, and small retail area with a reception area, and of course, pet grooming. So this use is a special use under our zoning district for the B3, which is property is zoned. The applicants are proposing to not do anything on the outside. They're not going to have any outdoor exercise areas. They're not proposing to, do anything to the exterior of the building. They're proposing only to redo the inside of the building for their activities. So there'll be large play areas. There'll be kennels. There'll be cages. There'll be runs. There'll be a little room for vet clinic activities. And possibly on the south end of the space, closest to Dollar Tree, there could be a future tenant space there as well. So they're proposing to have these activities. People can drop off the pets. People can pick up the pets. They will probably, the owners of this business would probably also offer the service that they would go to somebody's home, pick up the pets or drop off the pets. So they have fairly long hours of operation, 7 days a week. And they would probably start small at a few number of employees and grow as their clientele base grows. Again, this is a special use, so that requires review and approval by the Plan Commission after a public hearing, which we will have tonight. And then after tonight's meeting, the Plan Commission decides if they want to take action or not. If they do take action, positive or minor or negative, meaning approving or recommending approval or recommending denial, it still has to go to the Common Council for final approval. And that's it in a nutshell. And the public hearing notice gives some more information as well.
Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 5th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application by Greenland Boarding and Grooming, Inc., Monica Poulter, COO, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 752, Animal Specialty Services, to allow for a dog daycare services, including overnight boarding, grooming, vet services, training, and retail area, business use upon property zone B3, Community Business District, located at 7140 South 76th Street.
Appears we have a properly noticed meeting. For the public, how we handle these events, we'll ask the applicant, Ms. Pulcher here. Please come up and join us at the table. We ask that the public come up and ask your questions of the Plan Commission. We'll have the applicant answer the question, but the questions need to come to the Plan Commission. 3 minutes each. You get one round of questions before we ask, or before we allow you to come for a second round. So this is a public hearing. We'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address for the record.
I'm Norman Knox. I live in the Whitstone subdivision. I'm just here out of curiosity. Where are you going to have this pet store? In the old Century building or in the corner of by the Domino's and Domino's Pizza and restaurants?
Century building. In the Century building? Space, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Ma'am, please. Can you come forward? Yeah. You don't need to raise your hand. Just come out.
I would like to ask.
Ma'am, could you give us your name and address, please, for the record?
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
My name is Bonnie Spittle, and I also live in the Whitstone condos.
Could we have your address?
7554 Carter Circle, Norman.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I am curious because I used to have a dog, and whenever I took it for grooming or anywhere in the car, the dog knew it was either a shot or a grooming, and wasn't very happy about either one. And so there was a lot of anxiety there. And the first thing these dogs do when they get out of the car before they go into the building is defecate and pee, because that's just their character. And I wonder what the plan is for that, because I don't think we want a parking lot, a blacktop, where you're going to have poop and pee, where nobody's going to be cleaning that up.
It's a good point, and
I also
part
have
of discussion.
A concern because the runoff of that parking lot, that blacktop, the whole area, goes into our pond at Whitstone Village, and that will also cause more problem with the runoff. I mean, we have the salt now and everything that we deal with, and just common waste, but to have something like that on the blacktop besides that would definitely not be good for that pond in front of our condos. And so that's a concern for me. And I also think that if they're boarding dogs overnight, I don't understand why they don't choose a place that has a grassy area so they can take the dogs out to exercise. Sure, they can exercise them in a building, but when you have confined dogs in a building and they're defecating in there also, and they're running up and back on this exercise thing, I think that's going to be a very smelly building inside, no matter how careful they are. And so I really think that if you're going to board dogs overnight, you need an outdoor grassy area so that you can exercise them during the day like they should be and get some fresh air, not just do it inside of a building. So that is my concern. I'm all for business, but I just don't think that's the proper place, probably, for this kennel. And I also wonder if there's going to be somebody attending it 24 hours a day. Or are they going to lock the door and leave the dogs there and then find all the poop and pee the next morning when they come to work? So.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is that swan that's in the pond on the north side, is that real or is that fake?
That is fake. They tried that this year. They had two of them to see if they would chase the stock.
It didn't work. Thank you, ma'am.
You're
we'll have answers for those questions.
Sure.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Going once? Going twice? Okay, I'll close the public hearing. Members of the commission, we did have a couple of questions on the sanitation issue. That's a big issue for staff and I'm sure the plan commission as well. Being a dog owner myself, she wants grass. So first give us your name and address and then answer away.
Sure. My name is Monica Polchert, and I live at 7316 Edge Hill Road in Greendale.
My name is John Polchert. I live at 6669 South 76th Street, Greendale, Wisconsin.
Hi, Polchert. So what do we do about the grass exercise and sanitation issue?
Well, the parking lot, we definitely have people out there monitoring the conditions out there on a frequent basis. So I don't see an issue with that. I've managed a veterinary hospital, so I mean, if something happens outside, we are attending to it right away. So that's, to me, we can manage that. That's a concern. There's not going to be a 24-hour person there overnight. It's just not necessary. Cages are very secured. And as far as a grassy area, that's a very good question for us. The other option would be to walk the pets outside, which I'm not comfortable without proper fencing up there. So you have a risk of a pet getting away. So
no grass and no outdoor walking.
We'd have to kind of look at everything again and see what options we'd have for grass.
I'm with the project as well.
Come on forward. We need you to use the microphone, and then give us your name and address, please.
My name is Linda Lutz, and I'm at 7316 Edge Hill Road in Greendale.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, some of the concern, I completely understand. We will have fake AstroTurf in the inside of the building, which is what most daycares use now, okay? It's got a filtration system in it, so when the dogs urinate or defecate, it goes down and it funnels through, and then the waste is cleaned up like our waste is, goes through the drainage, the sewer. As far as, like, you know, the outside, Monica's right, that we would be cleaning it up, monitoring it on a regular basis. I mean, to say that any dog going into anywhere, I mean, you're always going to have waste no matter what. So, I mean, that would always be continuously cleaned up. As far as smell and overnight care, I can tell you this, that we've run an animal hospital, a five-doctor practice that where we see up to sometimes 200 pets a day with no smell. So, I mean, I think it's people who know what they're doing and know how to do it and do it well, and that's what we're going to be doing. We're dealing with 45,000 square feet, and we're starting out with around 150 pets. So, I mean, that's quite a large space for that many pets, which, believe it or not, will have plenty of exercise inside that building, let me tell you. The other thing is with us being, you know, where we're at, we don't want the risk of our customers' pets along with, you know, the rest of our area, you know, our the dollar store and so on. You know, to have to worry about pets being outside or exercising outside. So, I mean, I hope that we looked through this extensively for over a year and a half to make sure what we were doing was going to be in the best interest of, first of all, the pets. That's our first concern. Okay? Anything else is just not okay with us. So, I hope that answers everybody's question.
Questions from the commission? For staff, there was some request for additional information that was to be provided for us. Did we receive that information?
Have not received that yet, no.
Okay.
So the idea behind that would be looking for more details of how they're going to address the noise and the waste disposal. And if it looked okay to us, and we'd be talking to the health department as well. If it looked okay to us, staff is asking for the final authority to approve that. If we had any concerns or issues, we would bring that back to the Plan Commission.
Right. Our hours of business is from 5:30 in the morning until 9:30 at night. That was part of the other question. As far as noise control, we will be using, obviously we know pets are especially dogs when they're excited. we're going to extreme lengths to keep that from happening. And how we're doing that is a couple of reasons, and they're all natural reasons for the most part. Our runs are designed to, our dog runs, which are areas, in case people don't know, are areas where pets will be kept. When the runs are designed with glass doors in the front so that if a dog were to bark, it comes back at them, which in turn keeps them kind of quiet. Their own noise makes them be quiet. The other thing we're doing is we're using ultrasonic sound. So when a pitch level goes up to a certain point, it releases a sound that only they can hear, and it kind of calms them and quiets them down. If that, however, doesn't prove to be soundproof enough, we have a company that will come in and put, they're basically panels that they use like in sound studios and things like that, that you put up into the ceiling, and that absorbs the sound.
Mr. Alderman Dandrea, then Commissioner Hogue.
You mentioned that you're going to be are you relocating any type of business from the hospital that you manage currently?
No. That's been sold.
That's been sold. And so you were looking at 150 dogs to start, or that's the capacity of the building?
To be honest with you, I don't know the true capacity of the building itself as of yet, because we're still at the beginning stages of the business. Right now, I can tell you that we're only designed to hold that many.
Oh, the equipment that you're going to be purchasing is going to be designed to hold. So the businesses that you're going to be conducting there, you're going to be doing daycare during the day, as well as you're going to be boarding in the evenings.
Correct.
And on weekends.
Yes.
Okay. And I see that you have a 10-to-1 ratio.
Right.
Of staff to an animal.
Correct.
And you're going to be, how about on the weekends? How are you open 7 days a week?
5:30
okay.
5:30 to 9:30
every day. And so you'll have staff there till 9:30, and then the dogs go to sleep.
Roughly 10:30 they'll probably be there until.
Okay.
And by that point, we're only talking about a small. The reason we have the hours we do isn't because it's gonna make us a ton of money to do it that way. Actually, it's not. The reason we have the hours we do is because we want the pets to be first. Meaning, if we have an opportunity to let a pet go home, we'd rather it go home than to charge that person another night. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Everything we're doing is in the best interest of each and every single pet that we will have walking our door.
Okay. Okay. And so I looked at the equipment that you're purchasing, or that you intend on purchasing. It's all very good equipment that you're purchasing. What are you looking at is going to be your total investment in this project?
Well, roughly around $300,000 to $350,000.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Hogan.
In this facility, you're going to use the whole facility?
We are. We're going to... We're going to have separate areas, which we call, they're kind of like play areas, which I know if you have that little booklet, you can kind of see we'll have dividers that go up. Mm-hmm. Dividers are not see-through just so that we can keep dogs from barking at other dogs. Everything we have is designed, to keep them focused on what we want them to focus on rather than everything else around them. We'll also have opened up our facility to the 4-H. Schools, to everything, so that we can teach and educate, the people of the community. We'll also open it up to the canine units of the different areas, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm noting here in that you're looking to have a tenant come in. Or am I reading that wrong, or am I not? For a future tenant?
Oh, no, that's for the gentleman that owns the building itself. He's looking at taking a portion that we don't intend on using for our portion. to take a portion of that space that we would be using. I'm not sure where Mr. O'Malley stands with that. I just know what our parameters are as far as that goes.
Thank you.
One more question.
Alderman Dendre.
You presented this packet. So is this the intent of the improvements that you intend to decorate the interior of this? Okay.
Except, obviously it's a little bit different because all of our play areas are meant to, be able to make larger or smaller as we choose.
Right.
Correct.
Those are mobile play areas for us. Also training areas or whatever we want to use them for. We also will have special need care for elderly pets that are on medications. Between all of us, we have roughly 7 years in animal medicine between us.
That was my question. You highlighted in your write-up that you got 60 years animal experience. 60, 70. Give us a sense as to what that experience really is.
My mother is a veterinarian in Illinois.
I'm more concerned about your experience than...
I've been a veterinary technician for probably 25 years, almost 30 years, actually. 28 years. Roughly 28 years. I've been a veterinary technician and hospital manager. Monica's been...
I have 15 years' experience as a hospital administrator for veterinary hospital. I was not only hands-on with pets, but I was also with
Any hospital we'd like to know?
Pardon?
Any hospital we would have known?
No.
I was in the
I've worked at Kennel since I was about 12 or 13. So I was carrying all on Animal Hospital, I've worked at the facility, Monica, as part owner, and I've also been a doctor's assistant for about 3 years. So I've worked a lot with animals. And my sister is also
a technician
right now, as we speak.
You indicate in your write-up that there's potential for a veterinary clinic doing less than surgery routines,
yes.
and you're going to drive that vet from where?
Actually, we have a couple that are interested in working for us. We're basically doing wellness care, okay? This isn't, we will not be, have the equipment nor the manpower to run a full-fledged animal hospital, and that isn't our desire. Our desire is wellness care, meaning you bring your pet into us and it doesn't have certain vaccines it needs or isn't up to date on, a current heartworm test, things that are very important and that we don't want around our kennel. We'll be able to take care of that through our wellness clinic. It's basically wellness care plus prevention.
Okay. Alderman Dendre.
So then you'll have a quarantined area? Because there are going to be healthy dogs coming into the facility, and then you are going to have somewhat unknown conditions coming also into this building. And so it's most all of these facilities that have daycare require current vaccinations. Okay, and now you're bringing in animals that may not have current vaccinations.
That's correct. And let me tell you, most places most daycares anyway, you can't stop anybody from walking into your business, let me tell you. The way our setup is our wellness clinic is on the opposite end of where our boarding patients would be coming in. So should an unhealthy pet come in, we would treat it just as if we would treat a customer coming in with an unhealthy pet. No, we would not be caring for it there at our facility. It would be sent to an emergency room.
Okay.
Anything else? Does the commission wish to take action, or would they like to wait for the additional information? There's a condition. petition in the write-up. Commissioner Thinnes.
I just want to ask Joel. Joel, what input has Bill Worker and the health department had as far as this goes? Have they done a report or anything?
No. I asked him, I gave him the materials that we had here and asked him if there was anything he wanted me to say in the staff report or any conditions I should add, and he said not at that time. And I told him that I might be making a generic condition for further information and I would provide that to him. He said that was fine. But then I also asked, you know, was there anything that I should be looking for? And he said not that he could think of.
To be honest with you, most animal hospitals and boarding facilities have drains, and those drains are flushable drains that go directly into the septic system. Okay, that's how they're usually done. The same way we're going to be doing it.
You still have the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the floor.
Yeah, I'm a little uneasy with it because you know I've seen a lot of facilities, and this one is big in comparison to what I'm used to seeing. Animal hospitals and kennels and so forth, and I'm just a little uneasy about all the animal traffic in an area that is really a large commercial area of the city. The compatibility of the usage.
Well, yeah, I understand that my issue is Walgreens drive-through is right there, right at your front entrance. Mm-hmm. That's good. And being a dog owner as I am, when my dog gets out of the car, as well behaved as we think she is, she's not. So I have a concern about that too. That, I don't know how we would deal with that. But.
The other thing that is, you guys, is that there's no 100% foolproof thing that we could possibly tell you that there's never going to be anything that's ever going to happen. That's not going to be the case, okay? All we can do is the best we can do and, you know, go above and beyond, because let me tell you, I would hate to see something happen to any pet that walked in. You talk about an animal hospital that's even in a busier section, you know, that's just a little hole in the wall animal hospital that's, you know, got four lanes of traffic on each side. I mean, you're dealing with the same thing.
Understand that our job here as the Plan Commission
is
absolutely to worry about land use and appropriateness of the use for that particular parcel.
Right.
Alderman Dandridge.
How long of an initial lease are you, is Mr. O'Malley proposing to you?
5 years.
A 5-year lease. With options?
Yes.
And I mean, I only ask that because the city is really undertaking looking at redeveloping a major part of this area on 76th and Rawson. And so we have to really consider the appropriate use, especially for the future of what we're looking at possibly doing in this geographic area along 76th and Rawson. And is it going to fit in our future plans for the area?
Yes, I don't know, because I have no idea what your future plans are, or, you know, I...
Well, we have an analysis being done by Grave Engineering,
so,
okay,
but,
and so...
You know, in our defense, is it also fair for you all to make a decision on what we can and can't do based on something that you don't even have a clue of yet?
Well, the answer to that question is yes. That's our job. It's the Plan Commission. That's what we are supposed to project out, what the look and feel of the community is going to be in the future. So the answer is yes, that's our job.
So, you know, I don't understand.
I don't mean to be difficult. I don't
no,
mean to
I
don't sound
me
overbearing,
either.
But that,
no,
that is
either.
The job.
And it's just something I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
I think a lot of the apprehension comes in is there's not an outside area. There's not a back portion of this building that could have garage doors opened up to where you can create an outside environment for the dogs behind the building.
Why do we assume that they need an outside area?
I guess that's just an assumption that a lot of other daycare facilities do provide and that option. It's just so then the smell of the urine and the feces can permeate into the air and disperse out. Otherwise, it's just to get that fresh air in. Especially the animals like to be out in the fresh air, especially if they're going to be kenneled until you release them to the play area. There's going to be they're going to have a lot of excitement. And then they usually like to go outside and then go to the bathroom, and then they come in. And a lot of daycares offer that type of a program for the animals.
Sure.
Okay. So that's where the difficulty of this location is somewhat limiting. And then we look at, okay, what are we really going to do with this whole area along 76th and Rawson? Okay. These are things that we're just thinking about. Okay, and we're asking these questions, and I'm speaking out loud. Okay, and there are some things that that staff has to bring back to us. Do we consider postponing this till we get the other data in? These are questions that I have.
The other issue that comes to mind, politicians and the Plan Commission and the several other commissions in the city, is the requested needs of the citizens of the city. Everybody wants more restaurants. Everybody wants more retail. So the issues that we wrestle with internally as we go vote, and more specifically the politicians of the city aldermen, will this use help attract the businesses that we want to attract to the city? That's the question that they have to answer in their own mind. You can't provide that answer. It's their minds. So just understand that going forward. Commissioner Hogan.
I just am thinking in my head, listening to some of you guys talking here, and I'm not a pet owner. I had a pet a long time ago, but I haven't had a pet in over 20 years, 30 years. If the questions and the concerns of the people and the city on their facility, why would they even come to us to ask us to do that? They wouldn't have any customers. Right? I mean, would you take your dog to this facility? Mayor? Mark?
It will be a while before I do that.
But what I'm saying is...
That's the way I treat my dog.
That's my question. My question is, for what we've been talking about, questions we've been asking, are they going to even have customers to operate this facility?
That's a question to ask them. What kind of marketing studies that they did?
Exactly.
So
that's my question. What,
let's do one at a time here.
Okay, I'm just helping Patty, but okay.
No, I'm just...
I think they know where you're going. Let's have them answer.
I think that, here's the thing, we've done several studies, okay? I work for Petco, okay? And the reason we chose to do this facility was simply because my customers, the customers that I deal with, had nowhere to take their pets, and that's a fact, okay? There's nowhere. You have the little place up in Greendale that has a little spot next to, Pet Supplies Plus. Mm-hmm. They have a little warm spot, but they're only allowed to take certain pets, no bull breeds, no nothing like that, so they're limited in what they can take. And then you have Animal Campus, okay, which is down a little bit, mm-hmm. okay, and they take pretty much anything, but they have no play areas. They have only runs, okay? They have nowhere for the pets to play. Yeah, they have outside runs. Yeah, they are allowed to go outside. But let me tell you something. When you look at, and this is why we decided not to have a place that went outside, okay? One was the safety of the pets. That was a big one, okay? Disease, wildlife, things like that we can't control outside. The other thing was that when we look at what daycares and animal hospitals have outside, is a small spot. we're not talking about a large fenced-in area that these dogs sheep they get to run and romp and play in. This isn't what they have. They have a small spot for their pet to go outside, go to the bathroom, and come back in. Okay? We're just providing that inside in a safe, controlled environment.
Thank you.
Alderman Schmidt? You didn't think I'd let you sit in the back room all nice and quiet, did you?
Doug Schmidt, Alderman of the 5th District, representing the constituents that surround the Orchard View Shopping Center. I was wondering, too, are we talking about pets? Are we talking exclusively dogs, or is this, are you taking in all various types of pets, cats, exotic animals? What are the parameters of what you would be handling?
Our parameters are dogs, cats, birds. Things that absolutely nothing that would be illegal to take care of.
Iguanas or anything like that?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Isn't that like an animal hospital in that Greendale Industrial Park along Loomis Road? Wasn't there something over there?
It's still there, I think.
So, and that's not the type of facility that could handle what your services you're providing, or at least as for medical examinations of doctors.
Yeah, we're doing. Stuff. Yeah, we're doing preventative care. It's not like a bring your pet here. We're going to spay your pet for you, or do an eye surgery or something like that. That's not what we're doing. We're basically wellness and preventative care. Wellness.
And have you been out specifically looking just for indoor facilities or a location that might have an outdoor grassy area attached to it?
To be honest with you, no, I'm not. When you had, even if you had let's say, the size of this room, okay, outside area, it becomes very unattractive after time and very odorsome after time outside. And it's not that we're not...
So you say it's less odorsome after all...
We're talking about temporary care. We're not talking about this is where your pet's going to stay for the rest of its life, okay? This is temporary care. We're providing a service that people in this community can feel comfortable knowing that, I'm going to be there for their pet no matter what. If it's sick, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be taking care of it.
And there is no one on duty there then after 9:30, or this building is unattended?
The building will probably be, it'll be unattended, but we'll have video cameras and such inside. If we thought it was necessary, we'd be there. Let me tell you, we would definitely be there.
And so someone is going to be watching at the door whenever somebody brings up an animal in case they're defecating out in the parking lot before they bring them in?
Absolutely.
And so Alderman DeAndrea alluded to it too, that if there's potential for future retail development over there, this is a kind of alarming development, I think, for location of this type of venture, right? A little bit concerned about it. But I think, as our planners had alluded to, that there are some other answers that we are still looking for. The noise issue, too, if you're having a mixture of different types of pets, if there's cats and dogs in there that could trigger responses from the animals. I haven't been a pet owner for many years myself, but I have a neighbor's dog across the road and barks every time I walk outside my house, so I feel kind of like an intruder in my own neighborhood. But I'm not averse to the pets. It just does bother me somewhat with this location.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Commissioner Hogan.
I would like to ask that we maybe lay this over until we get the other information from that. That's what I would like to maybe hold on.
Is there a second to that? So your motion is to table.
Table it.
Until such time as the
conditions are turned in.
One, two, three. There's four conditions. Is that correct, Joel?
I believe so, yes.
Four requests?
Yes.
Are submitted to staff and will return at that time.
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion to table until such time as the applicant completes the questions and requests listed on the staff report. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to table signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So the answers to the staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Move on to item C2, certified survey map, four lot certified survey map for Richard Reitler and Ann M. Reitler Land Division. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. This item has three parts to it. One is the CSM itself, which has a would normally be a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the Common Council. The Common Council would have the final say on the CSM. There's also a variance involved for the flag lot. The UDO, the city's zoning ordinance, defines flag lots as lots that have the narrow part up front by the road and then the wide part in the back. We believe that meets that definition. Flag lots are not allowed unless a variance is granted. That variance would require four votes in the affirmative to pass to allow that lot to be approved as part of that CSM. And then there's also an area exemption. The frontage by the right of the frontage by the road setback for this zoning district has to be 100 feet, and they're only providing 60 feet, which is what they currently have. So they would need an area exception for that. That's a public hearing, a recommendation to the BZBA, and then the BZBA has a final say on that. If the Planning Commission wants to take action on this matter, there would be three motions, one for the CSM, one for the variance, and then one for the area exception.
So probably the best way for us to do this is do the area exception hearing first.
I think so.
All right. Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing Thursday, November 5th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Richard A. Reitler and Ann M. Reitler for an area exception for the property located 10475 West St. Martin's Road, tax key number 800-9999-000. The subject property is zoned R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District and C1 Conservancy District. The application requests an area exception to allow for a developable single family lot which would exceed the R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District minimum lot width of 100 feet of the setback per the R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, Table 15-3.0203 of the Unified Development Ordinance.
That particular lot would be Lot 1, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on the Lot Number 1 exception issue? Is anyone wishing to speak on that matter? That would be less than 60 feet of St. Martin's Road.
Less than 100.
60 feet. So anyone wishing to speak on that matter? Please come forward. Give us your name and address, please, for the record.
Jean Stauffenbill, 10301 West Cascade Drive, Mission Hills. I'm just wondering, I received a letter regarding this hearing. And I'm wondering why I received it. Would it affect my property in any way?
The Unified Development Ordinance specifies that we notify any exception to the land area. We notify within 500 feet, right?
I believe it is that.
500 feet of the parcel. We've never had anybody complain about getting notification.
No, I just thought,
it's usually,
you know,
the other
something
way around.
I'm not aware of, because
I'm a little taken
aback. I don't usually get a notice in the mail, that's why I thought, you know, is there something I should be made aware of?
What this is the land, the zoning area that this falls into requires 100 feet access to the front of the road. The way this lot lays out, can't do that. Can only be 60. Does it impact your property? I would find it hard to believe that it would, but out of courtesy and compliance with the law, because this is a different circumstance than the next one will be. The next one may impact somebody, so.
Well, not all of the neighbors received the notice, that's why.
They have to be within whatever that distance was, okay. And they may not.
Okay.
So they would.
Thank you.
Good. Glad you're here. Glad to have the opposite effect these days. Usually it's people complaining they didn't hear about it. Anyone else wishing to speak on the lot width issue? Sir, come on forward and give us your name and address.
Ken Stannis, 10515 West St. Martin's Road. I have property adjoining the parcel we're talking about. I don't quite understand. Is this a permission to build one home back there? There's like three lots or four lots?
This is a proposal. Well, actually, what we're discussing in the public hearing is whether we should allow a 60-foot width at St. Martin's Road rather than the required 100-foot. That's what we're discussing here. The proposal is to divide it into four lots, and they're all single-family lots. Correct, Joel?
This would be the only access panel to it, access way to it?
The only access to this is 60 feet. Mr. Deagle?
It's really reconfiguring four lots. So this property is large right now. They're going to give part of that property the three other lots. Already have existing homes on it. So those three homes will have bigger yards. This parcel will become smaller, but still stay only one parcel. But because they're making these changes, that CSM map, the map that shows this, has to show all four lots. So three lots get bigger, one lot gets smaller, still four lots. If they want to do more than one home on that, they have to rezone this property, which they're not asking for at this time. They haven't indicated anything to us. And then if they wanted to split it up into pieces, they would have to come back and do another one of these CSOs. So at this time, they can only build one home on it. They would have to get a rezoning and another CSM or a subdivision plan if they wanted to do that. And as the mayor mentioned, the public hearing is just for that variance. But we'll talk about the CSM after this public hearing.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Question.
Commissioner Bailey.
Could we just get clarification on which lot you reside in?
Sir, could you tell us which is your...
Which property
which
is yours?
Which is your property?
One lot away from the mineral corridor that you talked about.
One lot away, one lot...
10515.
So it'd be... Towards Highway 100.
From that narrow strip, it's the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. I can't be in it.
May I come forward, sir?
Yes, please. We'll take all the help we can get.
Here's the new CSM provided by Metro Survey at 2 p.m. this afternoon. This gentleman lives in this home.
You wouldn't be in, would you?
Second one. The second one.
Not the triangle, but the second
one. You're not in, are you?
I'm and Rick are both here. So this gentleman lives in this property.
This one here. Excellent. Okay, good.
Okay, so there is a home here.
Good, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak on the width of the road? The driveway. Yes, ma'am, please. It's your turn.
Phyllis?
No smiling. It's not allowed.
Hey, this is better than the last time I was here. Okay. Phyllis Krause, 10267 West Cascade Drive. So we're in Mission Hills, and like my neighbor said, we got this letter. And for us, where we live, our immediate concern is, will this change St. Martin's Road?
Yeah, no.
Will it have no effect with this other road that's designated between our backyards?
this question is merely, do we allow 30-foot width with the driveway, or do
changing
we require
that doesn't affect St. Martin's Road in any standard way, right?
No, and I'll probably live to regret being so definitive, but the answer is no.
That's why we're here. We just want to make sure. So, thank you.
Good. You're welcome. That's what these public hearings are all about. Anyone else? Alderman Mayor? See, I knew you were going to stand up before you stood up.
Alderwoman Suzanne Mayer, 9733 West Ryan Road. I guess if we could just get an explanation as to the final outcome of what is being planned for the area. I think that some of the residents, even the ones right next door, are wondering what is actually being planned there. Some people are saying single family. I'm hearing different things. So I'm just wondering if there is some kind of story behind what's going on.
There'd never be a rumor, would there?
I only just heard one now, so.
It's going to be a Walmart, a gas station, a strip mall. Mr. Deedle.
Staff's not aware. The applicant hasn't said anything. Staff's not aware of anything other than what the zoning allows, single-family residential, one house per lot.
Okay, the Reutlers, please join us up in front. This was a game show, I'd say, come on down. And if you grab the microphone, put it between you, that'd be great. Give us your names and names and addresses, even though we got it for the...
Ann Reitler, 10600 West Grange Court, Apartment 1, Hills Corners, Wisconsin.
Richard Reitler, 10600 West St. No. 10600 West Grange Avenue Court. I'm sorry.
Okay, now...
Well, I got the same address as she does. I'm just nervous on her.
Now before God and all the people in the audience,
feels
what
like
do you want to
trial.
Do? Even though it's not subject to this hearing and we can't take it into account, what do you want to do? The lady with the REMAX shirt.
Mona Elmore from REMAX. I am the real estate agent for Rick and Ann. They are my clients.
Now, before you say this, let me say it again. This is not a commitment by the applicant to do anything or to change anything. It's just information for you folks, subject to any change they want to do in the future.
Correct.
So we're all clear. You're not all going to come after me with, you know, okay. All right.
The approximately 7.5 acres of this one large piece is to be being divided in a CSM, as mentioned, into four parcels.
So what you're saying about the large area, because our system isn't working, is the big area in the back of these parcels.
Yes.
And the neighbors will understand that.
Yes. What's happening is there are residents on St. Martin's Road, three of them. John and Terry Reitler, Mark and Kristen Sinner, and Dan Keske. They also happen to be my real estate customers. They are purchasing land directly behind their homes just to extend their backyards.
And one gets a little wider.
And one gets a little wider. And lot four, Dan Keske, his intent is to petition the city of Franklin to build a pole barn on the back of his property so he may take what I will call stuff in his backyard, put it in the pole barn, thereby making the back of his yard a lot cleaner, neater, more organized. So that's the intent for lots 2, 3, and 4. That then leaves lot 1, which is the area exception we're asking for the driveway entrance, which would then have a proposed buyer building one single family home.
Okay.
That's our intent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The public hearing is still open, right?
Correct.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? I see the heads going left and right. Anyone else? You okay, Suzanne? I hereby close the public hearing, and we move on. Do we want to take action on this first, or do the other ones first?
If there are any questions or concerns, probably do the other two first and then come back to this one.
Commissioner Fentz, sorry.
Our 60-year-old favorite.
I just want to ask the planning. As I understand it, because I don't have a before map here.
Yeah, you do. That's before.
Oh, okay. All right, I see that. That's after. Well, she answered the first question that I had, was that the flag lot actually went all the way across at one point in time. The access to the road has always been there. That was the access for that. Is there anything built on that property?
That's what I'm aware of.
So there's no driveway there currently? It's yep. just the surveyed land?
Yep.
And that would be the access, and there's going to be something built there at some point in time, I would imagine. Does they, lot number four, does that also fall into this category of not having proper width at the setback line?
Yes, that would probably be grandfather legal non-conforming.
Okay, so that should be 100 feet if it was conforming, but it's not. Yeah. Okay. All right, that's all the questions.
Commissioner Hayden.
I guess I'm wondering if anybody from the adjacent property is here, which would be the furthest south one.
That would be the Indian Community School, sir, and I have...
No, there's a residence on that property.
Oh, the residence. Oh, I don't believe they are here, but I do know that every one of these properties received two personal letters from me asking if they wanted to buy the property behind their homes to extend it like the other lots did. And I do believe because of the requirement of the 500 feet, they would have all received the letters of this hearing tonight.
I appreciate that. Where I'm going with this is, and I just want full disclosure out here, normally we have concerns with flag lots because it's just not good practice. Here we don't really have a choice, but if we take the actions that are being requested, we will now have a buildable residential lot, and someone will put a driveway in that narrow strip. So it's about 60 feet wide. They'll put a driveway in, and I just see a situation where we'll do everything by the book here, but there's the potential for four neighbors to be very upset, one in particular that now there's a driveway 20 feet away from their house that was never there, and the other three that now there's a residential house in my backyard. So I'm not speaking for them, sure. But what we, normally this wouldn't be an issue, a significant issue, but because that flag will now be a driveway and it's right there adjacent to residential properties, I'm going to guess that somebody's going to have some hard work.
And Mr. Haley, because we never throw anything away, this is the original survey from 1998, which shows the driveway on that property. There was a driveway originally on that property, a gravel driveway.
And you can see that. My point is, that's why I was wondering if there was somebody here, because it will now be paved and utilized on a daily basis, and they'll be driving right past somebody's house every day.
Yes,
sir. Well, where I'm going with this is all appropriate, and I don't have a problem with the 60 feet, but... We hate to create a situation that makes for bad neighbors and bad voodoo for the next 20 years because people are irritated that somebody let somebody jam a house in their backyard, and now I've got traffic coming alongside my house.
Which one do I want to do, the variance or the CSL?
Just one other question or concern. If, in fact, this is approved, there are plans to reconstruct St. Martin's Road. So wherever... the driveway opening, the culvert would be, I would think that it would make sense that we assure that they're well back of any proposed construction line so that when that street is reconstructed, it matches and makes sense.
I'm going to take the advantage of this opportunity. Mr. Cencione, is that correct? The applicant is aware of the reconstruction and the engineering department is taking into that into account in culvert placement?
Yes.
Very good. See, now you're on
wanted
the
right. to make sure.
We are aware of it from the engineering department.
Just hate to see you put in a culvert and then have to move it 20 feet.
We're aware. Thank you.
Okay, so we're still talking about the area exception, but I'm looking at the city planning manager saying, which one do you want to take up?
As far as I know, it doesn't matter, although I would go in the order that Jesse has it listed in the motion.
Okay, in your packet, item C2, there's a packet dealing with the certified survey map. Mr.
Yep, as the draft resolution shows, there are a number of conditions that are included as part of that certified survey map. Conditions number 6 through 11, and those include things like that they have to correct make sure there's a good note about public sewer and water requirement that this lot has to connect to public sewer and water when it's available. Need Milwaukee County approval for access to St. Martin's Road. We are recommending that they provide on that flag lot, that little piece that's going to be where the driveway is, an additional 32-foot dedication for the ultimate width of that hot of the road someday in the future. Some of the lots in this area have already done that. Some of the lots haven't. We try to catch it as new lots get created. A natural resource protection plan to be revised or reviewed by our consultants. Conservation easement, and there were some technical questions that staff had. Some of these, maybe most of these, were probably addressed with the new CSM, but as you heard, we just got that now. So those conditions should still stay until we verify. When that goes to council, if the conditions have been met, then we would remove those conditions. But at this point in time, staff's recommending approval of the CSM with those conditions, and then we would review the CSM to see if any of those have been addressed now.
Questions for staff on the CSM? Commissioner Haley.
I get that, and that makes sense. I guess in reading the report and the materials, there's a lot of things that are missing. And I guess the question, it's difficult to say if that CSM has in fact addressed them, but there's a lot of changes that need to be made, and I'm just wondering if we've picked them all up. And by leaving the conditions in here, hopefully they'll be addressed, but we're still looking at conservation easement. I'm not seeing a copy of that.
We turned in a draft of a conservation easement that we're willing to sign and or adjust as staff wants us to make adjustments, but we did turn in a draft of an easement.
To be approved by staff prior?
Yes, it's 3 pages long with an exhibit A as the fourth page.
Have we resolved the sanitary sewer water issue that I heard raised in here?
Yes.
Can I ask on the outcome of that?
Lot one's buyer would run water under the street and go near the water sewer and trench to the back of lot one up the side of the driveway away from the Indian Community School. No, I think it's on the side of the Indian Community School, would trench up to where a proposed home, single family home would be built.
That would be a residential water lateral. Where I'm going is the city going to need an easement for extension of that water main under the street.
Yep. Engineering will make that call. My guess is it's going to be a single family residential extension.
And
And the city only does the public part, and the property owner would have to do the private part, whatever part's on their private property.
And since they would be dedicating the additional right of way, theoretically that's where that stuff would come across, so it would remain within the city's right of way.
Yep.
And we did turn in a draft of an email that I had quoting costs and companies that would be able to agree to do that work that actually walked the property and how far it needs to go and what it would cost approximately to have that work done.
Just want to make sure that all these things get addressed. It's a
Thank
lot
you.
To squeeze on a CSM at the last
yeah.
minute.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving those conditions being outlined in the staff report? A four-lot certified survey map being part of the southwest one quarter of the northwest one quarter of section 17, township 5 north, range 21 east, which everybody should know is the city of Franklin, in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Oh.
Scott did. I'll second.
Okay. Discussion of the motion to approve the certified survey map with the conditions as outlined in the staff report. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on to the land division variance. This is a plan commission action and not a recommendation to council. Mr. Deegan.
And we can discuss the variance, although the order that Jesse has, it would be the area exception.
Okay, this is the area exception. We had a public hearing on the area exception allowing a 60-foot wide access to this parcel. So is there a motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for a developable single family lot, which would not meet the R3 suburban estate single family residence district minimum lot width of 100 feet at the setback, per the R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, that being Table 15-3.0203 of the Unified Development Ordinance. Is there such a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion of the motion to approve the area exception. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item, again, is a Plan Commission item, which is an approval or a disapproval, will require four affirmative votes. This is the land variation. Mr. Keegan.
Again, as briefly mentioned before, so the variance is to allow the flag lot. And the Plan Commission does get the final say on this part of it. And as Kevin Haley has pointed out, it's something that the UDO doesn't normally allow. You have to get this variance to have a flag lot. Points that could be pointed out, of course, is for all intents and purposes, it already is a flag lot. And so over the years, the 9 years that I've been here, I think we have approved one or two of those. And I suspect that that was probably the reason to that it was already, for all intents and purposes, looking like a flag lot anyway. So based on that, the situation that it already, for all intents and purposes, is a flag lot, and it does appear that it does meet the minimum 60-foot. There's another section of the UDO that all across the board, for every lot everywhere, have to have at least 60-foot. They got that. That's recommending.
Commissioner Tennis.
Just looking at this, this was always a flag lot.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, it's less of one. You could almost look at it.
Because the flag is smaller.
Smaller flag.
It's a smaller flag. but I agree with what you said.
Is there a motion to recommend? Is there a motion to approve a resolution conditionally approving? No, that's not correct either. It's not a resolution. A motion to approve a resolution conditionally approving a land division variance for a four-lot certified survey map being a part of the southwest one-quarter of the northwest one-quarter of Section 17, Township 5 North, Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Also,
so moved.
A second.
Daydreaming.
Thank you. Any discussion of the motion to approve? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, let's do a roll call. We need four affirmative.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion passes. The vote is four ayes. Mayor does not vote. And no noes. So, very good. Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
On that one.
Boy, that was quick. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.